this is Passport to Texas. Before zebra mussels appeared in Lake Waco, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the City of Waco, and the Army Corps of Engineers worked on ways to prevent an infestation which involved close monitoring of arriving vessels.
The city would hire summer interns to conduct boater education and boater surveys and inspections looking for zebra mussels, all in an effort to try to prevent their introduction to Lake Waco.
Brian Van Zee, Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Regional Director, says despite their best efforts, in the summer of 2014, a vessel previously in zebra mussel-infested Lake Belton evaded their scrutiny and launched in Lake Waco. In September, City of Waco employees found zebra mussels near the boat ramp and everyone mobilized.
If we can act quickly before the water temperature started cooling down in the fall again, we might be able to get on top of these things. And we had heard and seen some studies where they had used these big, heavy, thick pond liners and covered an area, and you could suffocate them. So we knew that we could get approval from the Corps of Engineers to install those and get that done pretty quickly. So the City of Waco ordered up the tarps, and they hired commercial divers and set the plan, and last fall we put them all in place.
Brian Van Zee shares the results of their efforts on tomorrow's show. If you want more information about invasives, go to texasinvasives.org. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.